Good morning, everyone. This week we're reading Parshas Yisro, which describes the giving of the Torah on Har Sinai and the preceding events. And in those preceding events, there's some of the most rich and descriptive fundamental elements of our purpose as a people, and also some of the most controversial and fascinating midrashim. One of the midrashim is quoted by Rashi on the words "Behisyatzvu b'tachtit ha'har," that the Jewish people were located at the foot of the mountain b'tachtit ha'har. And Rashi picks up on this word b'tachtit, which seems to say underneath, and he quotes a Gemara in Shabbos on page 88a, where the Gemara explains that God removed, detached the mountain from its place attached to the earth, and he turned it over on top of the above the Jewish people like a barrel. So the imagery is fairly odd, because mountains don't really look very much like barrels, regardless of what, you know, position they're in. Nonetheless, That's the imagery that's provided by the Gemara, and that's what Rashi quotes. And the rabbinic dictum, the phraseology that's commonly used, is kafu alehem har kigigis, that he turned over the mountain upon them like a barrel. And Rashi explains that the Jewish people stood underneath the mountain, and God picked up the mountain, flipped it over, and held it over the Jewish people, and said, according to the conclusion of the Gemara, "V'sham hiya kavuraschem," that if you do not accept the Torah, this is where your graves will be, and the mountain will be essentially dropped upon you. It's just a fascinating midrash. On multiple levels, but the primary question that's asked by all of the super commentaries of Rashi after he highlights this midrash is, could it really be that the Jewish people were forced to accept the Torah? Isn't our acceptance of the Torah voluntary? What about Nasa Vinishma? And the Kli Yakar in particular, one of the super commentaries on Rashi, he says, how could it be that we're really forced? Rashi, you bring this midrash, but there's another midrash about Hashem going around from nation to nation and asking every nation to accept the Torah. And finally, Hashem gets to the Jewish people, and then the Jewish people accept the Torah. So how can you tell me that the Jewish people are forced? What about the midrash that says that God offered it to every other people, and they all refused, and then he offered it to the Jewish people, and the Jewish people accepted it? And that's when we said, Na'asa, that we will do it. Like it says just a few verses earlier, the words of "V'hitziatzvu b'tachtit ha'har" are in chapter 19, verse 17. If you go a few verses earlier to verse 8, "Vayanu kol ha'am yachdav," that the entirety of the people respond, "Vayomru kol asher diber Adonai," Na'asa, everything that God says, we are going to do, Na'asa. So if the Jewish people are agreeing to do everything that God says, Na'asa, we will do, then how could it be that we're forced just a few verses later? And the Kli Yakar explains that the key is in the words "V'sham yihyeh kavuraschem," that really God isn't threatening death. He's holding the mountain over their head, and he's saying that if you do not accept the Torah, then you will not essentially survive history. And if you look at Jewish history, the thing that has survived, the thing that has enabled the Jewish people to survive, is our connection to text. As a people who have been exiled, who have been sent to with the essentially the what in every other circumstance would otherwise be assimilation, the Jewish people have hung on to the Torah, have clutched the Torah, and it's been our netzach. It's been our enduring claim to a meaning that's distinct from the societies around us. So the Kli Yakar explains that that's what it means, "V'sham yihyeh kavuraschem." If you do not accept the Torah, if you do not live by the Torah, if you do not make it your life, then Judaism is really not so distinct from everywhere else, and from everyone else, and you will not survive history. Rabbi Soloveitchik provides a different answer that I just I just found truly mind-blowing and inspirational. He says that essentially this isn't in the Torah. This Gemara. This Gemara in Shabbos that Rashi quotes, Kafu Aleim Har Kegigis, that God turns over the mountain and holds it over the Jewish people and essentially threatens them with death. This isn't in the Torah. So the essential question is, why do Chazal, our sages, provide us with this midrash? Obviously, it's meant to be instructive of something. What is this midrash possibly meant to instruct us with? And he says, it's clear from the verse that we just quoted from verse 8 in chapter 19 that the Jewish people do accept the Torah willingly, very much so. So how do we understand this distinction between the verse which is explicit about our acceptance, willing acceptance of the Torah, Kol Asher Diber Hashem Na'aseh, and this midrashic tradition of Kafu Aleim Har Kegigis, that it was done under duress? How do you make those fit? And the Rav explains that they didn't happen simultaneously. That the first verse is earlier. And the Jewish people, when they accept Kol Asher Diber Hashem Na'aseh, they haven't yet heard the Torah. They don't